I'm about to make some people really nervous in their relationship. It's 99.7 DJX. Because if you or your partner do any of these things, it could really show a sign of mistrust or a trust issue between the two of you. And it involves your phone.
Uh-oh.
It's 99.7 DJX. So I guess there are several marriage counselors who've kind of gotten together and are like, you know what, look, I realize phones are a thing that are never going to go away. You know, it's like they're a part of your hand and an extension of your body at this point.
Yeah.
Right. But it's what you do with your phone and the willingness to give your partner access to your phone is what's telling. All right. So habits that you should avoid if you are in a trusting relationship, being like, if you're not sharing passwords.
Okay.
I mean, we
kind of know each other's code.
Yeah, or, I mean, I don't know if she knows all of my passwords, but it's saved in every single browser.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So it's not like my wife couldn't just get on and, you know, look.
Find them if she needs.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you trust each other or you don't, you know, passwords, that's a thing. Hiding your phone. If you tuck it away when you like go take a shower or something, you know, you don't put it, you don't have it out in the open when it's not on you.
Like, what are you hiding, sir?
Yeah, exactly. Why do you have to hide it? Why do you have to? And then, you know, keeping your phone face down on the table. That's one thing that the marriage counselors are like, you know, that's another thing where it's like you don't want a text bubble to pop up and
or a notification to pop up.
Yeah, and expose you for something. But to me, this is the one thing that I'm going to disagree with. I'm going to turn my phone down at the table so as not to distract me from the present, from being in the moment, you know?
Exactly. You're trying to prevent yourself from looking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not anybody else.
Exactly.
Got it.
When you are using your phone and they kind of walk close to you and you kind of turn away from them.
Okay. Yes, that's suspicious. Like, again, what are you hiding?
Yeah, again, what are you hiding? Or closing an app quickly, locking your phone quickly as your partner approaches. It's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, being hot and cold about letting your partner use it. Hey, can I borrow your phone?
Why do you need to use my phone?
Yeah. What's, what do you
need?
What,
right now.
Well, here, why can't you use your phone? Use your phone.
Yeah.
My phone's all the way in the other room. I just want to use your phone to look something up real quick.
No.
Just tell me what you want to look up.
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah. So that is another sign. It's like that trust thing is like, well, why can't you just let him use your phone?
What don't you want me to see on your phone?
Yeah. What don't you want to see? What Google search or what notification are you suddenly just worried about? Yes. And then if your partner's like, hey, can I let me get your password. I need to log in and do something, whatever. And you get angry or defensive.
Right.
It's like, it's my privacy. It's mine. You know, I want to keep my privacy. So these are all things.
You let them have it and then you change it.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. It's like, yeah, sure. It's this. And then you let them use it once and then you're like, boom, gone.
Yep.
Done.
Change that again. You don't just get an open door policy to my phone.
Listen, if you can't hack 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then I don't know. You don't deserve.
I changed that a long time ago.
You don't deserve my password. Yeah, only after I started talking about it on the air.
I just let it linger longer than it should have.
You did. And honestly,
you know, it wasn't on purpose. I was just lazy.
It was your work account, too.
Yes.
So it wasn't like it was anything scandalous or
exactly.
anything. Like her OnlyFans password.
Right. No one knows that one.
No one knows that one, right. So anyways, yeah, if you're sweating right now and you're thinking to yourself like, oh gosh, my boyfriend has done half of those things. Maybe a little cautionary flag is waving in your face.
Go accuse him of cheating right now.
Yes. That's right.